right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I got to make this short because I got to go work out. I got to play racquetball, pickleball, hit some golf balls. Now, my wife says the only way I'm going to have a smoking hot body is to get cremated. But I got to prove her wrong, so I'm going to make this as quick as I can, okay? We've all heard about the rent versus buying thing. I'm not going to get into that, really. And maybe part of this is. And that is, I believe, when you buy a house, that your principal and interest payment on that house is basically free or being offset. I think you will agree with me on this. Let's take a $200,000 home, $200,000 loan. Not really, that's $200,000 is close to the average home price in Louisiana. In the United States, I think it's like $500,000. In some of those states, we know it's $800,000. But let's just take an average $200,000 house. And yeah, interest rates right now are close to 7 or so, 6.5 to 7. But let's just say a $200,000 loan, 6.5% on a 30-year mortgage, that's about $1,260. I think around $1,260, you can figure it. So we're going to go on the basis that you've got a $1,260 principal and interest payment. Now, we know on your mortgage that you have taxes and insurance, and maybe there's a few other little odds and ends, but basically 90% of it is your principal and interest, so $1,260 that we're saying right now. I'm going to say three things. There's three things that I think you'll agree with me that offset that whole mortgage principal and interest payment. Number one is the appreciation on it. We all know homes appreciate. There's only been 4 or 5 years that homes did not appreciate. And that was, you know, back in that 08 fiasco that a lot of y'all went through too. But over the decades, since 1880-something, when we first started doing buying houses and home loans, the average appreciation is ridiculously high. Last year, I think in the United States, the appreciation was 5%. And over the last 13 years, the average appreciation was about 7%. You can Google that. Now, we've had 10% and 20% appreciation in different parts of the country. But I think most of you will agree that 5% is a very average figure to use. So if we say you buy a $200,000 house and it appreciates 5% a year, well, that's $10,000 a year, right? Or $830 a month, okay? So every month, your house is going up $830 in value. You're adding to your net worth every month on that. So I think you will agree with me on that. Number two is the principal reduction. Every time you make that $1,260 principal interest payment, we know most of that is interest, but about $200 of that, you can figure it, about a little bit less maybe, but about $200 of that is principal reduction. So every month you make that mortgage payment, your value is going up $800 or whatever it is, and your principal balance is going down about $200. Well, there's $1,000 of it right there. And the third thing, which is 50-50, depending on how you pay your taxes, if you itemize your taxes, you take all the different deductions. Now, the standard deduction has become a lot more popular lately. So a lot of you are taking the standard deduction, and this does not apply. But if you itemize, then your interest on your mortgage is deductible. And that $1,260 payment, I was saying $200 or so of that was principal balance. So that leaves, what, about $1,000, $1,100 or so for interest that can be deducted. Now, if you're in a, I'm going to use an average middle-of-the-road tax bracket of 25%, okay? I know it goes, what, 37 or whatever and down to, but if you're in a 25% tax bracket, that means you can deduct 25% of that and pay, well, that's about $250, $270 a month that you do not have to pay in taxes. what, $3,000 a year.
Okay,
so you take those three things. Number one, the appreciation every month, about $830. Number two, the principal reduction, about $200. And then if you itemize number three, the less taxes, $270 or so, that's about $1,280 or so. And we said your principal and interest were like $1,260. So those three things, if you itemize, offset your payment. Now, yeah, you're going to say, well, I still got to pay it out. Well, yeah, but isn't it just like paying rent and having that rent payment put in a savings account someplace? I think so, because at the end of 10 years, that $1,200 a month, you know, you're going to get it back. I mean, the value of your house versus your principal balance, you're going to get that back. So I think those three things offset it. So, all right. Now, I always have an extra, written hundreds of songs, other people record them, I started hearing whatever, D. Beasley music, if you have any interest. My extra is You're Mine. I wrote that for my wife. Wrote my wife a song. I thought, I write everybody else a song. I wrote my wife a song. Well, I went to the recording studio, and we recorded it, and they said, this is a fantastic country song. They said, we got a title for you. I said, well, what's your title? They said, Fat and Ugly. I thought, I wrote this for my wife. I can't call it Fat and Ugly. Well, the chorus goes, she loves me when I'm ugly. She loves me when I'm fat, so I can go on living, because I can live with that. I thought that was kind of romantic, you know? But took it home to my wife. She said, nope, no way. So you can see Fat and Ugly. I did write that song, but I wrote another song called You're Mine. Sweet, loving song. She's given me another 5 years. So if you want to send your wife a sweet, loving song, You're Mine. God bless y'all.